Welcome back to Bravo Breaking News with Kim and Lisa. So this week on Vanderpump Rules, the one and only Bethany Frankel has somehow weaseled her way into the drama. Everyone is talking about the podcast That Shall Not Be Named and the truths and lies about Scandoval from Rachel's mouth and the rest of the cast are finally coming out. We are going to break down all of the reactions and give our own hot takes, of course. But before we dive in, make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss any Bravo Breaking News. So we started the episode off with a bang, and that is Bethany and Rachel's podcast that dropped. I know that we were all in a frenzy when this interview dropped. We were waiting for it with bated breath, and it seems like the cast like listened to it immediately, as did we, and they had some thoughts. So we get James and Allie listening to it, and we also have the girls talking about it at Sheena's music video shoot. And they are shooting down everything that Rachel says, basically. So Rachel, of course, says that her and Ariana were acquaintances. And Ariana is once again going to combat that, saying that they did hang out off camera, that they were good friends, that they have pictures of each other all over their Instagram. So I don't know. I think I'm team Ariana on this one. She also says that, you know, Sheena invited her to live with her and stuff like that, but she paid rent and all this stuff. And Sheena's basically like, she only paid like less than a quarter of the rent. She never restocked the teepee. She had sex on my bed. So like the girls are just not having it. Everything that Rachel says is just not true. And Rachel also says she was never in love with Tom. And that just spirals out of control during the episode.
Yeah, this was such an interesting podcast to listen to. And at first, I almost didn't want to listen to it because I didn't want to give Bethany the satisfaction. But of course, I caved and listened. And at the time when we heard it, it was kind of shocking that she was depicting things the way that she did and saying Ariana and I weren't really that good of friends. I mean, do you think that that was just a coping mechanism for Rachel to kind of put some distance between her and Ariana so that it wasn't as hurtful what she did to her?
Totally. I mean, and the way she phrases it, I don't know if you saw, but Rachel actually quickly posted a ton of clips last night after the episode aired. It was like a montage of what they said on Vanderpump Rules versus what she actually said on the podcast. And none of it really like made her look innocent by any means, but it almost like made her look worse because what she said was that we were acquaintances and then became friends on the show. Like, no shit. That's like how most people, you know, reality stars, they become friends when they start filming together. So, of course, I think that this is Rachel just trying to make herself feel better about the entire situation.
Yeah, I mean, a friend is a friend. Doesn't matter how you got that friend. Like, if you're hanging out, if you're going over to their house regularly, like, you're a friend. Again, with the TP and the stalking of the house, like, I don't know why this is such a common theme through Vanderpump Rules, but apparently it's a big deal. I mean, these people just need to, like, go on Amazon, subscribe and save or something because, I mean, listen, I know it's hard to get things done in LA and it's, like, a pain in the ass just to go to Target, but this, you know, there's a lot of drama around the toilet paper.
Yeah, I mean, in a world where we have Amazon Prime, please do not put the Benz batteries and toilet paper on anybody in any relationship.
Yeah. So Sandoval, like you said, is kind of spiraling because he hears Rachel say that she was not in love with him. And this is kind of a realization that she came to while she was in her treatment, you know, because at the reunion last year, she says that she fell deeply in love with Tom and, you know, that kind of clouded her judgment. So he's still holding on to this poor me, you know, I kind of risked everything for her and now she just threw me away. And he's really trying to milk this. He's like, you know, I changed so many things about myself. I've been working so hard on myself. I mean, Tom, okay, so you started journaling and you gave up drinking. Like, sure, two positive things, but I don't know that you've really put in so much work on yourself for her to just throw it away. But I do think he has, you know, a point when he says, I thought we would at least give this a shot because otherwise, what was it all for? Why did we blow up our lives if we weren't even going to try and make it work?
Totally. I mean, you know, I am by no means on Team Sandoval, but number one, like part of me, like a
0.5% of me did start to feel for him, that he did think that there was something between them and that something was going to happen after she got out. But, you know, I immediately remembered that this is Tom Sandoval. I feel nothing towards him. But he also did have a point. You know, they blew up their entire lives. And like everybody said, this better be worth it. This better be true fucking love for you guys to have done all of this. And it was for absolutely nothing at the end of the day. Honestly, I mean, it made both of their lives so much worse. So I don't know. I do agree with him in that. But I don't know. It's tough. You know, Tom's dealing with the whole Rachel situation of it all. And he's also dealing with the whole house thing, too, because he finally got Ariana's counter offer. He's talking about it at TomTom brunch, and then it gets back to Ariana. So we get this scene of Sheena and Brock coming over to Ariana's. And there's a few different things going on here. So the first is that Logan, Ariana's friend, overheard Tom at brunch saying that he's not sure he wants to keep the house anymore because, you know, with Ariana's counter offer and like he did the financials, he's not sure it's the smart move to keep it. No shit, Tom. Oh my God. Like, I was so Ariana in this moment. Like, I could have told you that from day one. Like, it took months of like offers back and forth, lawyers and everything, for Tom to realize that he can't afford this house by himself.
Right. I mean, he, of course, blames it on, oh, Ariana took too long to get back to me and now I can't afford it. Well, pretty sure interest rates were already where they were and they were already shitty. So I think he is just, yeah, maybe he's getting hit with the hard truths. He's trying to seek out a roommate and he's like, Schwartz, come live with me. And Schwartz is immediately no. He's like, I want nothing to do with that. The optics for me would look so bad. He's not even afraid to say this to his best friend. Dude, I cannot come live with you. And he's also asking for $6,000 a month. I mean, damn, that's a lot.
Yeah, no, that was a whole lot. And of course, Schwartz doesn't want to live with them because the mess. I mean, you've talked about the mess at Tom and Ariana's house, like how it is in shambles all the time. And that was when Anne was still working for Sandoval.
Yes.
Now, Anne is no longer working there and shit has hit the fan. There is stuff everywhere. Sheena and Brock go to help her clean up because they think it'll help her mental health. I mean, there are Christmas decorations, Easter baskets, presents, shoes everywhere. Like, it is insane. I can't imagine how you felt watching this scene, Lisa, because you've already been triggered by this. How did you feel about this? Like,
no, yeah. It's borderline getting to hoarders. It was terrifying to me. I just don't know how they can live in that space. But Sheena points out it was always like that. It's not just a Sandoval specific thing. Like, their house was always a mess. When they show the flashbacks to the rooms and the dishes, guys, I mean, I don't know. I can't deal with it. But I thought in this moment, Brock and Sheena were such good friends to take it upon themselves to actually do something about it and say, look, you sit down, we're going to clean up for you. And Ariana doesn't want to let them, but they just go ahead and start doing it. And she, don't touch that. Oh, it's so probably gross. And they're like, look, we don't care. We touch diapers. Like, it is what it is. You wash your hands after. And I think that they're right. There is something to be said for having, you know, a clean or a clear space, like, kind of clears your thoughts and kind of lifts the like curtains from over your head and just gives you a little more breathing room for everything. So I thought that that was such a nice thing for them to do.
Yeah, it was just kind of funny how Ariana literally doesn't want anything to do with anything that belongs to Tom. Like, she was like, oh, I'll put these water bottles in the fridge. And she's like, those aren't mine. And it's like,
right.
Okay,
who cares?
It's clutter. Like, just get it out of the way. But it's like, she's living with Tom, yet wants nothing to do with any of his stuff. So if anything is like remotely connected to him, including things that they like bought together, she's like, nope, not touching it. And it's like, I'm not sure that's really the right like mindset to have. Like, I don't know. She just needs to get the hell out of there at this point.
She needs to get the hell out, because I was thinking about it and Tom was complaining that she doesn't empty the dishwasher and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, well, if it was me, I probably wouldn't. I don't know. I guess I would do it probably less often than I normally would, because just kind of out of spite, like, no, you empty the dishwasher. But then you kind of have to, like, someone has to blink first, because otherwise it just keeps piling up and piling up, and then it's not good for anybody.
Totally.
All right. So should we get into the Tom and James of it all? Where
yes.
Sandoval has apparently asked James to open for his band at the El Rey Theater. El Rey is a cool theater, but opening for Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras, I'm with James. I think he's beyond that. So he goes and visits Tom at band rehearsal. He brings Hippie. And, you know, of course, they're going to talk about the podcast. And James is telling it like it is. You know, look, she says she was never in love with you. I think she was using you to get over me. And Tom did not like it when James said that. And he starts, you know, getting a little defensive and, you know, well, that's just your opinion, man. And things start to get pretty heated. Tom was repping a dipped out shirt, which, you know, okay, smart merch move. But they basically, you know, walk away with, like, they start throwing digs at each other. And James definitely has the upper hand here. What do you think of this whole situation?
I mean, first of all, the audacity of that dipped out shirt. I mean, in what world is that a good move for Sandoval to sell merch about the affair that he was involved in? It's his idea of a cash grab, but I never saw it promoted. If he promoted it, he would have been annihilated more than he already was. I guess this was just a one-off thing, and then somebody...
I think it was a one-off.
I know that he had intentions to sell this shirt. I am like... But somebody had to be like, okay, Tom, don't do this.
He keeps referencing that all these people are making money off of his misery. You know, when Sheena says, I recorded the song, oh, you know, good job making money off of this. And, you know, he's mentioned it multiple times with Lala and Katie. And it's like, he is jealous. He wants that cash grab for himself. But it's not the same coming from you.
No. And then let's not forget, like, the terrible, terrible singing that we had when James entered that room. Like, Sandoval is so serious about his performing, but it is literally any person with ears could listen to that and know that it is terrible. I don't know. I don't know how he has people going to his shows. It was hard to listen to for the 30 seconds on screen. It was bad. But, you know, James reads him like a book. He calls everything out as he sees it. You know, and he reminds him, thank you. Somebody is reminding Sandoval that he did have a good relationship with Ariana. They had a
right
relationship for 10 years. That was true love. Sandoval tries to downplay it. And he's like, no, I remember you saying how much you loved this woman. So he's just reminding him what Tom needs to be reminded of. And, you know, he's like, dude, I'm not going to open up for you. I moved on to bigger and better things. And then Sandoval has the nerve to say, go push buttons on your laptop. Like, oh, gosh. I mean, I just loved this scene. James came in with an agenda and checked every single box. I loved it.
See, I actually think James was going in with an open mind. And then he didn't like how Tom was reacting to what he was saying. And so he just flipped and was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm not going to do this. This is beneath me anyway. And I'm out of here. So I feel like he went in to kind of check it out and be like, yeah, okay, like I'll do it, man. But then things went south.
Okay, okay. I just like that James is not afraid to call Sandoval out. You know, he's not being soft towards Sandoval or anybody else. He's going to call it like he sees it. He's going to tell the truth. And honestly, it is the truth. So Team James, number one guy in the group.
Okay, so sperm donor party. This, I think, is a first. I don't think we've ever seen this on Bravo. And, you know, props to Lala for coming up with some fresh material. And like you mentioned last week or the week before, you know, this wasn't just a storyline for the sake of having a storyline. Lala actually went through with this, and this was really going on in her life. So she wants to have a party to, you know, help choose her sperm donor. And they're kind of choosing between three sort of pre-vetted donors. What did you think of this idea? Have you ever attended a sperm donor party?
I loved it. And no, but I would love to. Anybody who is getting a sperm donor, I would love to be invited. I'd love to help pick. I thought this was so fun. I thought she was genuinely moved and happy to do this. You know, with all she's been through with Randall, she just wants a baby that is hers. And, you know, let's say what Lala basically said, you know, she can be a lot of things, but one thing that she is a good mom. Like, she is a great mom to Ocean, and she's going to be a great mom to this baby. She was getting emotional, but I absolutely loved it. I loved them going through the binders and talking about all the characteristics of the guys. And I don't know, I loved every second of it.
Yeah. And even Lisa got on board. You know, I think she's been very apprehensive about this whole thing with Lala, you know, saying, are you sure this is what you want to do? And when Lala asked to have the party at Lisa's house, you could tell that Lisa was not really feeling it. She doesn't really think that this is, I don't know, the right move for her, I guess. But when Lala kind of got emotional and said, Lisa, please be happy for me, like, this is what I want, then she kind of caved. And then at the party, she said, I had more fun here than I did conceiving my own child. So I was happy that Lisa got on board.
Yeah, me too. But let's be real. Lala didn't ask LVP to throw a party at her house the following day. This has been
set up
by production. So Lisa's just going to be, you know, the little snarky, you know, British, you know, queen that she is, and give it to Lala. But I loved it. I thought this was definitely, yes, a very unique event to throw. We haven't seen it before and probably won't see it again. So I don't know. But we end the episode with brunch at Tom Tom. And it kind of all culminates in this talk between Lala and Katie. So, of course, you know, the whole situation between Lala and Katie from last episode about Lala going to hot dogs with Joe. And then Allie tells Katie that Lala said she was miserable. And honestly, I think that while it can be perceived as miserable, I think that Katie's mentality is more of like a, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. I'm going to tell it like it is. Like, yes, she kind of is negative, but I think it's just because she's not afraid to speak her mind. That's how I'm interpreting it. I know a lot of people might disagree with me, but I don't know, her and Katie get into it, you know, and, you know, Lala's basically saying, you know, it doesn't seem like you're in a happy place. And Katie's saying back, you know, I just feel like the softness that you're giving is to people that don't deserve it. And once again, I agree. I don't know. I'm team Katie all around in this. You know, Lala uses the excuse that, you know, Katie's getting closer to Ariana. But I mean, Katie just basically says, look, a friendship goes both ways and it takes two to tango. And you're not really, you know, supporting me or reaching out to me all the time either. I don't know. Where did you stand in this conversation?
I think they both have fair points. And I think they're just kind of, I think they're actually quite similar in that they're just strong in their convictions and they don't feel like they owe anyone anything. And so when you have that, like, there tends to be conflict. But I don't know. I don't know that I'd say Katie is miserable, but she is a person who kind of tends to see things glass half empty. And I don't know, she isn't always the most fun to be around and everything. And I think that can be really draining on other people. And so I think that's where it comes across as maybe she's unhappy. I don't know if she's unhappy or not. She says she's not, but I mean, I don't know. I feel like she is kind of an energy suck.
I don't know. I relate to Katie on many levels. I continue to this season, so I have no choice but to stan. I know a lot of people are going to come for me, but
I will say her and Sheena's Chili's commercial, Katie had some good comedic timing. I mean, when I saw that, I was really impressed. I thought the commercial was funny, and Katie in particular, she delivered those lines really well.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Chili's. I mean, launching an espresso martini with Sheena and Katie could not be more of a genius marketing move. So props to Chili's.
So good. Okay, so before we end, we get Sheena going over to Tom and Tom, who are kind of on the other side of the restaurant having brunch themselves because we have to keep things, you know, separated here. And she drops the bomb that, you know, she has a new song coming out. And in order to get through her trauma, she had to write a song about it. And so there's a lyric that she thinks Sandoval might not like. It's kind of a throwaway lyric. I don't think it's that deep, but Sandoval, of course, takes this opportunity to get very upset and storm off dramatically and, you know, say, way to profit off of my misery, and grabs his Canyon Ranch tote and out the door he goes. So
not the Canyon Ranch tote.
The Canyon Ranch tote, which I saw makes another appearance in the next episode in the back of the old Mustang. Who knows what that story's about, but I did clock that Canyon Ranch tote.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think just Sandoval is not having a good week. I mean, between Rachel's podcast and then Ariana's counteroffer for the house and now the song, it's like, Lisa's right. He might be slipping back into a dark place. I can't help but laugh. I mean, the lyrics, I mean, are so just not a big deal at all.
Yeah, it's not.
But the way Sheena brings it up to him, she's like, you know, well, I thought you might have heard it already, but just in case you didn't, hear the lyrics, like, from a Ferrari to a Jetta, thought that you could do better. Like, it's like, okay, these are, okay. Like, this isn't something to get your panties in a bunch over.
Right.
But of course, he decides to storm out and make a big deal about it. After months and months of everybody profiting after the scandal, I mean, come on. Isn't it to be expected at this point?
Yeah. I mean, I think he just needs to let some things, you know, roll off his back. Be a duck, right? Let it roll. Let the water roll off your back. But it seems like, you know, there is more and more co-mingling with the Sandoval and the rest of the group. And it seems like this is kind of how the new path forward, because we're seeing more of that. So we are going to be back next week to recap next week's episode, and make sure you guys are subscribed. Make sure you're following Bravo Breaking News on Instagram. Kim has all the hot tea. There is so much news coming out of the Bravo world, and Kim's on top of it all. So go ahead and head over there. You can find me at Lisa Not Rinna, and we will see you guys next time.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.